Devin gets back available, I'll send a message about that, and then for the next meeting, maybe we can have what we can get.
Yeah, Devin has submitted 7 bridges, I think, to SimCog. On the 2023 federal bridge funds qualification listing, the total project costs. And they were Reno Springs, Caney Creek, County Road 125, McGee Keys Road, Buena Vista Road, Hilltop Bank, and Meadowbrook Lane.
125 would probably be the one-lane bridges south of Pro Tem, right there before you get to this intersection I'm talking about.
So that's one of these that's on this list?
I would. Well, the intersection's not, but I would assume those bridges on south 125, there's 2 one-lane bridges still.
That's what he's got.
Which is,
he's got a spreadsheet on
Pro Tem. Almost hard to believe that in 2023 you'd be on the U.S. highway that, hey, that car's coming right at me, and there's only one road.
And there's 2 of them within an eighth of a mile.
Yeah. You get those are probably going to be candidates for prioritization, but the ones that are off the state system are in the county BRO different funding.
Well, these might all be BRO, I don't know.
No, sorry, the 125 could qualify for this, but we haven't got it on the list. We need to get it on the list if that's where we're at.
You might want to get a copy of this list.
And one other thing about that intersection, each of these intersections that we've come to, the local property owner that you would have to get some land with knew it was a bad situation. And we've not, they've been good to work with in both other cases to say, yeah, we need to try and fix that. Because a lot of them have to travel that.
Yeah. So, well, that road there is used primarily by locals.
Yeah.
It's a cut-across road, and I assume that's why the county has went ahead and widened and bettered the county road. When you bypass Pro Tem and you bypass the one-lane bridges and stuff cutting through there. So it's not a big tourist road, but it's the locals that are using it.
That's
so.
The only problem. Sometimes when you make kind of the same thing we ran into with Brace Hill is one of when we mm-hmm. when the county went in and fixed it, which it needed fixed, it was enough traffic, it needed widened, but then once you widen it, then it just that much more traffic once it become a better road and just made it kind of, and probably the same thing will happen, it'll make it that much worse because it'll increase
volume. With the county making that road, it's definitely going to increase the people that travel with the bigger trucks and stuff that'll come through there.
We'll try to have something by the next meeting to where we can put something together and then get the traffic studies. All right.
Are you still on the county stuff? Claims your code for Ann Clark and Happy Hollow. We resubmitted that before last week, so raising all 3 of those roads in the flood situations. So we're kind of waiting on the board because quantities don't balance like they'd like to see, but we don't have anywhere to dig out. So
Devin's got all the information on that.
My contact's with him on that, so he's been.
All right. Anything else? We'll move on into some MoDOT updates. Sarah.
Really have anything to share. Beth just happened to not be able to make it last minute, so I'm kind of unprepared. Sorry about that.
No, no problem.
I just have that construction guide that Ashwari provided at the last TAC meeting, and I'm happy to jot down any questions and talk to Beth and just communicate those questions with Beth today.
I think MoDOT's biggest priority in our region is 86 right now.
Yes.
Taking everybody's time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Move on down to item 5 of new business. And I assume that will all right with the SimCog to do that now with. Shari, is there anything that you want to go over with those? I think everyone has a copy.
Before I start, I just wanted to go over the planning process. I know I went over it briefly during our Partners in Progress, but many of you all don't attend that meeting. So just wanted to start out with our annual prioritization process. So MoDOT contracts with us, SIMCOG, to do the annual prioritization process with all of our counties and within our Region 4 SIMCOG every year. So we start out the process by asking everyone if there's any new needs and communities, counties, if they have any new needs that is not listed in the needs list. So for road and bridge, it needs to be on the state maintained route. Bike bed, it can be anywhere. So once we have all of that need, then we like prioritize it, usually with the county commissioners, but for Taney County, we prioritize it with you all. So once we have the prioritized needs list, we take the top three for road and bridge and top two for bike bed from each of our 10 counties, present it to our Transportation Advisory Committee for SIMCOG, and then we prioritize it there. So we have that top 15 road and bridge and top 15 bike bed for our SIMCOG region. Once we have that list, we submit it to MoDOT, and then we have another round of prioritization for the Southwest MoDOT district with other planning partners, so other regional planning commissions, and they are Kissimmee Basin, here is Truman, SIMCOG, JAXO, and Northwest Arkansas RPC. And that prioritized list for Southwest MoDOT district is used to populate the STIP, and also for if there's any grant applications, we usually use this list to write letter of support as the RPC. For that prioritization process, we are towards the beginning of the process where we are prioritizing with the county right now. So the sheet that I provided you all, before I start that, I just want to note that I know the Taney County has their own list. So like Rick and I, last week we went through all of that needs, a list for Taney County, and if there was any need that was on the state maintained route but wasn't on the SIMCOG needs list, I've added those. So on your second sheet, the ones that's highlighted, that's all the needs that I added to our SIMCOG needs list from the Taney County needs list for the state maintained routes. So for this meeting, it looked like we had a few needs that weren't prioritized previously too. So just wanted to go with you all like all the needs in the SIMCOG needs list and just prioritize it. So that might be like removing any needs list. So number 12 on our needs list is the Kerbyville on 76, which is in construction right now. So if that was the only thing that needed to happen for that need, we could remove that if you all agree. And in addition to that, so just if you all would like to change any prioritization and just prioritize the new needs that I added.
Well, that number 12 should actually come off the list, right? Because it's about completed or going to completion.
It can.
Mr. Chairman, you want to take a vote on that, or do we need, what action do we need to take? So moved to remove item 12 on the Kerbyville turn lanes that are already close to completion. It on our list, it'll go down to the completion list. It's another accomplishable. And, you know, that's a good one because it was number 16 on our list, but it shows that you don't have to be in the top 10 to get something done. And so that's a good.
Yeah, I was going to say, you pay for it yourself. You can get number 36 and get it out.
But expressly, one way or another, we'll take a check.
We can get projects done, even though we're not in the top five. So that's an accomplishment. That's
so we have a, helps everybody. A motion off the SimCog's maintain list or remove item number 12 of the Kirbyville turn lane. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion would carry.
I'm meeting the items for 76 Country Boulevard pushed back up so we can apply for and get letters for grants from them. So somehow we're now off the list of the top 16.
So for that, that was not prioritized. That's why that doesn't have the number right now.
So, Ashwarya, is it on the state route now?
Because 76 is off
the state. Yeah, 76 route. Is off the state route.
Oh, okay.
That's why it doesn't qualify. I see, Cheryl, you brought that up. But once you guys took it, then Highway 76 is the high road now. Do you know that?
I believe it's considered the high road. The high road is still the high road.
But it's also 76 Highway.
Right. It's Highway 76, Country Boulevard.
So Music Country Boulevard, as you know it, is a Branson City street.
Correct.
These have to be on the state route. It's no longer on the state route.
I thought our understanding was that maybe I need to be educated more for another discussion, but now it's still to be on the list so we can.
It'll be on.
Otherwise, we can't apply for grants and funding with their backing if we're not in the list. They can't supply us with a letter, is what I heard.
Well, this is kind of a what if technical question. I think maybe attorneys would have to answer, but you've got state highways intersecting Country Boulevard right and left.
Correct.
And they're going to be part of the upgrade and an integral part of it.
No, it's still paying us.
I think they're going to need probably be some definition and redefining.
One state highway intersection.
165
yeah.
is one.
Yeah. And then we have state money still coming in. They're still buying out.
There's 165.
It's a five-year.
That's one of them.
That might be the only one that I can think of. There's no other ones.
You know, 376.
Is not on. It's re-signed.
It's at the end of it.
That's the problem when you do something like this. That once you take it, it's yours.
Exactly, because 376 is.
Now, I don't know the answer to the letters and whether you can apply for state funding on a city street. Because I don't know the ins and outs of the contract that you guys signed with the state.
It's a five-year contract that's still going on. So. I'll re-educate myself on that
just
to make sure.
That's why it's not on this list.
Correct.
But
it's on the prioritization.
It's on the Taney County priority list. Yeah, and you can get three. All of us to certainly write support letters.
Yeah.
But
so for the purpose of our support list, it's to specifically populate the STIP. And okay. So Country Boulevard wouldn't be programmed into the STIP because it's not a state maintained route. For cost share applications or any other like economic development applications or something like that, I think we could definitely utilize a local priority with it that's identified for the city or at the Taney County Transportation Advisory Board for a letter of support. That's no problem.
And if it goes past that, but I don't know where it would go past you guys, but otherwise, you guys have always been good about letters too. So I don't know if you would. If you applied for a grant, it would probably be directly to federal, or it would be in the cost share program or the governor's program or something, but it's not on the STIP. But anyway, that's the reason it's not.
Just like you just recently did for the wastewater plant.
Right.
That wasn't on our list here, but you applied and got funding for that directly. And
that would never be on the transportation.
Right.
That would never do that.
Right.
So, but anyway, at least the answer of why I didn't move forward was because Actually, to tell you the truth, the math is this. If you see the application I sent, the total projects on this list is 400 and some odd million dollars. $445 million. Only $264 million